22-year-old Catherine Jasinski of Wautoma is spending the holidays at home in Wisconsin, but when she returns to Fort Benning, Georgia in January, she'll have to defend her claim that since joining the National Guard 3 years ago, she's become a pacifist and can no longer carry a weapon. When she refused orders to ship out with her unit to Afghanistan earlier this month, she became the first woman to publicly refuse orders to fight, and could soon become the first one court-martialed for her beliefs. Jasinski says she's ready to serve time in jail.
You know, there's not a lot more on the line here than just my personal freedom or my rank that they're going to take away and whatever punishment they give me, just because, you know, ultimately I want the world to be a better place and has to start, I guess, right here and right now with myself.
Jasinski says there's a debate now among some of her commanding officers about whether to use her case as an example to deter others from claiming moral objections to war, or to simply give her a dishonorable discharge for refusing her deployment orders. A Wisconsin-Iraq War veteran, Scott Southworth, says he believes the best punishment for Jasinski would be a financial one.
I would be less interested in, you know, making an example out of somebody than I would her repaying the military for all of the benefits that she received over the course of the time that she was in it during peacetime.
Jasinski did get tuition aid from the National Guard to attend the University of Texas, but she dropped out of college a year and a half ago when she filed for her discharge, saying she didn't want to benefit from the military after becoming a pacifist. Southworth, who commanded a military police unit in Baghdad for a year, says when soldiers refuse orders, it hurts the morale of the rest of their unit. But he doesn't believe Jasinski's case will lead to a flood of soldiers claiming pacifism to avoid deployment. But an attorney working on Jasinski's case, J.E. McNeil, says her fight with the military will help others who share her beliefs.
She will be not only fighting this in the military, but in the federal courts. And her success will be a success that will pave an easier path for future COs.
Jasinski has appealed her case to a federal judge in Texas, claiming the military didn't follow proper procedures in considering her change of heart. A ruling in her favor would grant her conscientious objector status and would override any court-martial charges the Army may bring against her. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.